Southampton have come up with a new way of making water clean more efficiently. It's a bit of kit on your tap that improves cleaning power. To explain more about this and how it works, we've got Professor Tom Layton here, scientist at the University of Southampton, who's going to tell us more. Morning, Tom.
Tim.
How are you? Oh, Tim. Tim, I'm sorry, Tim. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, explain more about how on earth this can happen. I've got a tap, I turn it on, I've got a high-pressure tap. That cleans. What can you do that I haven't already got?
Okay, if you imagine you're standing in your kitchen and you've got a load of stuff lined up and it's pretty dirty, you might have some bean sprouts, for example, such as poisoned a lot of people last year, some lettuce, your hands, some crockery, and you're sitting there and a bloke comes in with a pressure washer saying, I'll blast that clean for you.
Yeah.
You say, please don't, because the pressure washer will tear the lettuce to pieces. It'll generate a lot of aerosol and
Tim, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the lettuce. I'm worried about getting it all over my wallpaper and tiles.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So you say no thanks to the pressure washer. And you'd be particularly saying no thanks if you had a septic tank and somebody was going to clean the septic tank out with a pressure washer. You'd say, I really don't want the aerosol in the air around me. So what you say is, I'd like to have a stream of cold water coming out of my tap that cleans as effectively as a pressure washer, say. And you'd particularly want this if you were in Africa and you had only a little bit of water to play with and you wanted to run a little industry and you had a well and you didn't want it contaminated. Or if you're in the nuclear industry and you had a nuclear power station to clean, well...
Hang on a minute, we were washing lettuce in the kitchen just a second ago. Now we're in Africa and we're in the nuclear industry.
That's right, because I'm telling you the advantages that these things give. This thing uses very little water, a litre a minute. And that's good because if you're in the nuclear industry and you have a power station to clean, every cubic metre of water that comes off as runoff costs £10,000 to clean. Now, if we can reduce that to 1 litre, suddenly industry has got a lot cleaner.
Right.
The health service has £1 billion pounds a year cost in hospital acquired infections. Now, if we can make people able to clean their hands and clean wards more efficiently, just with a gentle stream of water, such as you
So how does it work then? How does it work?
So it's a little attachment that goes on the end of a tap or a hose. And it uses electricity about as much as a light bulb, 100 watts. And what happens is, out comes a stream, and it can be cold water, so you don't have to use the energy to heat the water. Out comes this stream of water, and it hits the thing to be cleaned, and you want it really... On the one hand, you want it to be gentle and tear at your lettuce leaf and produce aerosol. On the other hand, you want it to clean vigorously. So what we do is, we produce microscopic bubbles in this little hose attachment, or this tap attachment, and these bubbles travel with the water down the stream of liquid.
Mm.
And then we send ultrasound at them. And what the ultrasound does, it tickles these bubbles. So these are little gas bubbles around in the stream. It tickles them, and they wobble. And you get very high shear around the wall, these bubbles, and that's how it's produced the cleaning. Now, that's the result of 15 years of collaboration with colleague Peter Birkin at university and our researcher in the last few years, Doug Offin. And we've done the fundamental research on this. We've produced a few prototypes and been given this Brian Mercer Award by...
We're losing... Tim, we're losing you on that line. I'm afraid we're going to have to lose Tim there. First of all, I thought it was on a mobile that someone was calling in, but the line's got worse and worse and worse. We were talking to Tim Layton there from the University of Southampton. He's a professor who knows his stuff, and after 15 years with a partner of hard work, they've now got this great pressure washer, which is kind of a high pressure, but not. It's got bubbles and it's tickling. You know what we need, don't you? We need Michael Rodd, William Willard, and Raymond Baxter back with Tomorrow's World. That would work great on Tomorrow's World. I'm thinking Thursday before Top of the Pops, you could do Tomorrow's World, Top of the Pops, and then maybe Are You Being Served? That would work for me. Anyway, Tim, thank you very much. I'm sorry we lost you.